You're listening to SBS News.
Be tough. Don't show emotion. Be the breadwinner. Always be in control. Have many sexual partners. Be a real man. These are among a set of beliefs collectively described as the man box, ideas that pressure men to be and act in certain ways to express their masculinity. A study by the same name surveyed Australian men aged 18 to 30 years old on their attitudes towards manhood.
What we found in Manbox is that when people, men, hold outdated masculine stereotypes, when they are victims to these rigid gender norms, when they find pain in heteronormativity and cisgenderism that I'm happy to talk about, it means that not only are they much more likely to be using violence, but also engaging in online bullying, sexual harassment, but also engaging in risky drinking and reporting much poorer levels of mental health.
That's Teddy Cook, a trans man and health promotion organisation ACONS Acting Director for Community Health and Wellbeing.
Queer and trans people, violence against us is driven by the same violence that heterosexual cis men hold against cisgender heterosexual women. So when we find young men and boys that hold rigid gender norms and are homophobic or transphobic, then it's a really key marker that something needs to change.
Those rigid views are often consumed by young people online and perpetrated by some social media influencers. Hunter Johnson is the Chief Executive Officer and founder of The Man Cave, that describes itself as an emotional intelligence charity for young men.
What they're exposed to on a day-to-day format on Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, where attention is being given and who we're celebrating, is creating a model of masculinity that is kind of like, effectively like Tate. And the way I think about Tate, he's really just a Trump for teenagers. That's the way to describe it.
Right-wing influencer Andrew Tate rose to prominence online and was widely condemned for his beliefs. Before he was deplatformed from social media, he amassed a following of 4.7 million on Instagram, where he was known for comments such as, "Women should bear responsibility for being sexually harassed."
When we're talking about people like Andrew Tate, we also need to take into context the fact that COVID and the fact that we've spent the last 2.5 years in our bedrooms on our devices has only radicalized individual and collective belief systems. And this next generation of young men are the first generation who have really been raised by the internet. And when I talk about being raised by the internet, they've been raised by algorithms. And it is, I think, a crime, the lack of accountability that big tech and social media have in this whole discussion.
He says there's a reason why some young men are drawn to people like this.
Young men are desperate for role models. They're desperate for strong role models in an increasingly chaotic world. And they're desperate for people who represent what the models of success that they've inherited are.
Dr. Zach Seidler is the Director of Mental Health Training at men's health charity, the Movember Foundation.
There is a camaraderie at the moment in misogyny, in homophobia, in these discriminatory places and spaces that have been male-centric for a very long time and are, for some reason, a safe space for men to navigate and to frequent.
He says many young men who espouse these beliefs, especially in a group setting, don't always believe them, but can feel pressure to repeat them for fear of being ostracised.
If you call something out, it is very easy to be shamed, distanced, and ostracised. And that is a death sentence for young guys who are trying their best to hold on to, for dear life, to friends.
Dr. Seidler says it's a particular issue for young people.
The older the men became, the lower their loneliness scores became with more social media use. So older guys are using social media like Facebook to actually connect. Whereas for young people, the content that they're consuming actually, you know, is so de-identifying, it strips them of an idea of who they are and who they want to be, but rather it provides them with constant shell-like models.
He says these values are impossible to attain.
These models are providing, literally, in Jordan Peterson, 12 rules for life. And you hold on to that like a Bible for dear life, because it goes, do this, you know, literally make your bed in the morning. And he goes, I can simplify life for you. I can give you back this idea of power, of domination, of privilege that you think that you've been stripped of.
ACON's Teddy Cook says there isn't a simple solution for such a complex problem.
I worry that when we're talking about boys, we're talking about white, cishet boys. And men are really diverse from many different places with many different needs. And I really hear that need around it being simple and accessible. And I also know that humans aren't that. We're complex, we're messy. I wonder about how we can help young boys and men by showing them that things like toxic masculinity is about them being hurt, it's hurting them. But not only them, but their friends and their loved ones.
He says it's important to acknowledge that there are many ways to be masculine.
Masculinity is really multifaceted and a really vast spectrum. That, you know, moving kind of beyond these rigid masculinity models really tells us that there's way more than one way just to be a man. And knowing that there's a diversity of being a man and that that's allowed is, I think, really important.
So what are the solutions? The Man Cave's Hunter Johnson says for those who get trapped in the man box, there are ways out.
What I think is really important is, particularly with subjects like Andrew Tate, having male educators, and yes, female and non-binary educators play a very important role in this, but I'm particularly talking to male educators, you coming in from a centered place, very grounded in your masculinity, is one of the most powerful things you can do.
Alan Ball is the Director of Operations at violence prevention charity White Ribbon Australia. He says when talking about issues like violence against women, it's important to bring men into the conversation, instead of the onus being placed on women to find solutions.
We know the discussion around women's safety can make some young men uncomfortable, but the discomfort does not compare to the living in fear of life or losing livelihood that some women experience.
Teddy Cook says making the most of what makes you different can be powerful.
I do think that there's an important opportunity for all of our communities, particularly our communities who are most marginalised, to be seen as the experts. I want to hear more from Aboriginal people. I want to hear more from people living with disability. I want more queer and trans people front and centre offering the solution, which is themselves. That's what I think. I know I'm biased, but you know, I just think that there's so much opportunity to recognise that our world is vast and wondrous, and that young boys and men benefit from knowing that.
If you or someone you know wants to talk about sexual assault or harassment and family or domestic violence, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or visit www.1800respect.org.au. In an emergency, call 000. Gareth Borum, SBS News.